Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you very much, Ben. So last year they had the baby names that were the top baby names of 2017. Mm-hmm. Were Sophia. Oh, yes. Olivia, Jackson, and Liam.
LP, Leducer.
Liam. So the two boy names, Jackson, Liam. Yep. The two girl names, Sophia and Olivia. Those
Juan
were the
Lee's
top
Lee's son, Jackson.
Jackson.
Mm. Yep.
Very popular name. Mm-hmm.
Jackson Lee.
Well, the results for the first half of 2018 are in, okay? January through June. Mm-hmm. And the top 15 names I have.
Can I guess?
I'll tell you that Sophia, which was on the list last year, was number 15. Okay. And I will tell you that Olivia, which was on the list last year, is number 3.
Oh, Olivia.
The rest is all fair game.
Well, I've got
if you guys want to take some guesses, I'm happy to oblige.
These are male and female?
Male and female.
Okay, so I would say these have been impacted by the Me Too movement, is what you told us?
I did not tell you that. There is a story out about that.
This is not that.
Yeah, it's just that there's fewer Harveys than
so usual. Weinstein is not mm-hmm. a big name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So still a great night.
I got one. You know how these things go. Like, did you ever see that story about all those like 24-year-olds named Shaquille?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
So based on current popular trends, I'd like to guess The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is not on there. That's a good try.
Good Damn it, guess. Man.
Drake also not on the list.
Crap.
Migos.
Mm-mm. The number one boy's name.
Jack.
Is
don't tell me.
Not Jack.
Steve.
Frederick.
It's a head coach in the Big 12.
Bulls.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, the number two name so far of 2018.
That's the number one?
It's the number one boy name. It's the number two overall name, Lincoln.
Okay. I'll go with Abe.
Lincoln Riley, by the way, at Big 12 Media Day, just swarmed. Because all NFL teams are wanting to kidnap him.
Really?
Abe?
Yeah.
No.
Abraham?
Number one is kind of an older name, female name.
Ebenezer?
Starts with an E.
Veronica.
Oh. So you're close, you're on an E.
Evelyn.
No.
Emily.
Gladys.
Not Gladys, starts with an E.
Well, the E was silent.
Yeah. Oh.
Enrique.
Yeah, Gladys. Eleanor.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Roosevelt.
Is that Eleanor's back now?
Yeah. They call her.
Seems weird.
They call her Nora.
Two, Lincoln. Three, Olivia. Four, a boy's name, Wyatt. W-Y-A-T-T.
Give me a hint.
I don't really have one.
I'll say Wyatt.
I know it as a last name.
Our buddy Matt that lives up in Baltimore, his son is named Wyatt, and his daughter is named Gigi. Is Gigi on the list?
No. Number five, Charlotte.
Okay. Named after the pig.
Number six, named after one of my favorite dive bars.
Oh, hold on. Let me guess.
Milo.
Milo.
Oh, cool. Milo's a great name. I love that name.
Good dog name.
I was going to say Manhole.
Manhole would be a horrible name for a baby.
But I thought since it's your...
Manhole is a bad name for a baby, Ben. You're not thinking
I was thinking dive bar.
Yeah.
I want Ben to name my kids.
Okay, I got one. Malik.
Number seven. Not Malik. Number seven.
Fela.
Randy.
White kid name. Boy.
Brad.
Actor.
Actor?
Actor might hang out with Nelly.
Woody.
No. Owen. Woody's a bad name for a kid, too.
Hangs out with Nelson Cruz.
Owen. Seven. Eight. Owen. Atticus. Nine is Kylo.
Did you say Atticus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, Kill a Mockingbird.
Nine, Kylo.
Oh,
Kylo Ren.
Kidding.
I could see that.
Hans.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Are there any Lord of the Rings? Or not Lord of the Rings. What
Gandalf.
Is that?
Dudley Moore.
There is a Game of Thrones, I think, here.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Dinklage. Number 13 is Bryn.
He's going to outgrow that name.
B-R-Y-N. Wait,
for boys?
Yeah. Or that could be a girl name too, right?
I think Bryn's a girl name.
Yeah. 12, oh. Asher. 11, Harper. There's a lot of Harpers now.
That's a good one.
Is that because of the Atticus? Harper Lee wrote Maybe. Kill a Mockingbird.
And number 10, Snow. What? Jon Snow.
And Fama.
Jon Snow, Lord of the Thrones, Snowden? Game of the Rings,
the WikiLeaks.
Also, number 14, Frankie, which I think is a great name.
So they talk to a lot of Italians, huh?
So those are your baby names so far in 2018, guys. Big study out.
What was number 11?
In the world of boobs.
God, that'd be my favorite store to go to.
Boob World.
Boobs are us.
Honey, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go in Boob World right quick.
So basically what they did was they took over 10,000 women aged 28 to 30. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess when their boobs are in their prime size.
Oh, is that boob prime 28 to 30? Mm.
Depending. I mean, I figure that's very fluid, right?
2 years of prime?
Well, you just want to be consistent with the study.
28 to 30?
You don't want to be like have a 28 and then bring a 37-year-old in here, and then then your country's
why not mix it
could
up.
Get all mixed up. Well, yeah. No, that'd be bad for the study. We're trying to get consistent.
I never thought about that. What is the boob prime? What age is boob prime?
I think 28 to 30 is prime not having kids. 28 to 30.
I think it's like it's kind of like, you know, AD and whatnot. It's like when the baby came, mm-hmm. before baby and after baby.
Okay.
So it's like, because
AD and AD?
Are you trying to get pre-baby?
I would imagine yes, because you want these boobs at their most natural for the study.
Don't understand the most natural part.
Yeah.
For science.
Are you talking about full of milk?
Well, you can't
or
just
no?
If you're doing a study, you can't just have wild outliers and then jam them all into the study. We want to have 28 to 30-year-old women, okay? We want you to be single. Make sure you don't have kids. All right?
Why do you have to be single? You could be in a relationship.
There's got to be criteria for a study. Otherwise, you're not even doing anything.
What if you're just dating someone, but you're really just friends, but then it blossoms into something else? Does that impact the boob study?
No.
Okay.
That sounds like a movie.
Yeah. It would be a good movie. Yeah.
Unless the boyfriend was rich.
Oh.
Because then he would have thrown down some money to enhance.
A plot twist.
Are these natural boobs?
Or dehance.
Are these natural boobs or can you have, enhancements in
dehance
this?
Dehance is a bad rap name for Dale Hansen. So basically in the study, again, over 10,000 women, 108 different countries. Okay.
What a dream.
28 to 30. And it is not even close. The number one seed. Mm-hmm. Drum roll, Shippy. You can just do it with your mouth.
Aren't you a drummer? Why do we set up a drum set for you in there?
It's got a whole giant timpani in there.
Do y'all want to go number one or do y'all want to get start at 10 and go down?
I want to go number 10.
Okay. Yeah, let's do 10. I can do 10.
France.
Number 10. Venezuela.
Yes.
In terms of size.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? They play some that winter ball down in Venezuela. There's some good stuff down there.
What? What are you saying there? Okay, you're saying they play some of that winter ball? Or you're saying...
The players go down there.
What?
Poor boobs.
That's why they go.
And
they play baseball all year long and they go, hey, what are you doing your winter off? Hey, go play some more baseball. These guys are like, God, I just had 170 games.
I'm going
to go to Venezuela and play more winter ball. Give me an offseason.
All right.
You know what's interesting about that boob study with Venezuela is they've got all kinds of crazy food situations down there right now. And it's chaos. Getting food is absolute chaos. So I would think that that'd be an indication that food shortages don't necessarily have an impact on boob size.
Mm.
I'm a scientist.
Okay.
For now.
So you're saying the hourglass is in effect?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Yep. Can you hit the tempo? Yep. Yeah.
Iceland. And I've never thought of Iceland women as something special, but maybe I'm.
I want to do a segment on the. I want to do a segment on the chili boob. And here's the thing: people wouldn't understand this or think about this normally. My understanding
chili boob.
Is that Iceland is an awesome place to vacation.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it freezing cold all the time?
Well, it has bad winters, but summers are apparently pretty damn good.
Hmm.
And I've seen pictures.
Oh.
And I think I want to go to, because I'm pretty sure, like, I have these, I've never been to Europe. And I have, I'm susceptible to media scares. So I was like, well, wait, is it a bad time to go to Europe? Isn't there a lot of chaos over there? I'm pretty sure the chaos hasn't reached Iceland. So I was like, all right, I can go to these Scandinavian countries or go to Iceland or whatever.
Is that where they have those river cruises? Those cruise ships that are much smaller and they just cruise down giant rivers, not in the ocean?
I think that's Icelandic.
I think Gavin Spittle went on one of those at some
point.
Don't
you feel like there's probably like a Titanic type vibe there? Like, it's probably an iceberg.
Yeah.
Although they've always said Iceland is green and Greenland is full of ice, too. So yeah.
That's true.
Sweater meat, though, is real.
Yeah. Number nine. So
it's a real thing. So I can see that being those being large.
Coming in at number eight.
That was scientific, what you said.
Thank you.
Colombia.
Oh.
Yes.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh.
I don't think she's Colombian.
What is she?
I don't know.
Something weird. I don't know.
That's the most white guy thing ever. Go ahead.
I think she's from Mesquite.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's a Mesquite accent.
That's a Mesquite accent. There's no doubt.
Jay! Number seven, the Netherlands.
Okay. That's a Scandinavian country.
Number six.
Any more heads up?
By the way, quick update on the Sofia Vergara situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She is from Colombia.
Quick update. Wow. Quick update on the Sofia Vergara situation.
Oh, yes.
Number six.
Good work, man.
In terms of boob size for females.
Okay.
Age 28 to 30. The United Kingdom.
Oh. That's because of that one Spice Girl.
Austin Powers.
She had the big old boobies.
What, Baby Spice? It wasn't her.
Huh? The most attractive British woman of all time was in the...
Elizabeth Hurley.
She's fantastic.
Queen Elizabeth
Hurley. She's good.
She's fantastic.
Pippa?
But the girl in the Ali G movie, did you ever see the Ali G movie? The actual movie?
I don't know if I did or not.
It was really bad, but there's a spectacular... I'll find out who it is.
I saw Bruno.
Yep.
Number
Any
five.
Any of those page two gals are bringing boobs to the party.
Number five, boob size, females.
Yep.
Poland.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Number four.
There's Lake Willette's of boobies.
Catch me lucky charms, Ireland.
Yes.
Nice.
Wait, those are all freckled.
Three. And I will preface this by saying.
Huh?
I'll be a preface assistant.
Show me that. Oh, yeah, that bird's clucking.
Who's that? Woo. Number three.
Isla Fisher.
Rona Mitra.
The non-Caucasians in the United States. We're not going to celebrate them?
What?
Was that a country? What?
That's the number three.
What? Oh, the USA?
The non-Caucasians. In the USA.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Listen, let me tell you something.
How do you not know what that means?
I don't draw a line there. I
don't understand the study anymore. They are racially divided.
Yeah. They added it as a country in this study.
KT, you are...
What's coming up next?
What is this, Breitbart news?
All cans are created equal, sir.
I don't understand.
A lot of people in political power see it that way, too.
Wait, hold on. We're doing it by country until we get to USA, and then it's like, all right, whites over here. Everybody else, put your boobs over there.
I'm just telling you what the study said. Number two, list of boob size.
White Americans?
Canada!
Oh!
I don't believe that.
But Canada is a hodgepodge, so which...
Is it the French-speaking Canadians or the English-speaking Canadians?
You're Canada. You.
And coming in at number one, in terms of breast size, the white woman.
I don't understand.
It says, look at your study, Kevin. U.S. says Caucasian.
Can we just say that the United States of America, we won, and let's not draw... Any lines between separating who's
who? Well, if we don't do it that way, then Canada's going to be number one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.